This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News, Personal Development, and Stress Management channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Lale Hancock, a management consultant with over 30 years of experience and a facilitator of self-empowerment. Her aim is to assist people of all abilities to create the life they truly desire. Lale, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I'm so excited to be here with you, Eric.
We certainly do appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So, Lale, you have been working with all types of businesses for over 25 years. What is the number one issue you see most people struggle with?
You know what? It's really interesting. It's actually been stress, and I see it in the businesses that I'm working with, but I'm also seeing it in the schools. So it's just amazing how fast stress has been spreading everywhere.
And what are some of the strategies you can advise to help people that might be in a similar position?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things is that stress affects each of us very differently. So I always like working with people and really finding out what's going on that's causing the stress for them at work. But there's definitely some tools that we can use that really works for anyone. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what kind of stress you have going on. And the first one actually I'd like to do is just a moment of just mindfulness, being more mindful of you and what you might need during the day. You know, I love using our new smartphones to our advantage and popping little reminders in there of like, hey, did you even get up to go get a drink of water today? You know, is there something specific that you and your body might need to actually give you more ease as you are dealing with your stressful project or whatever might be going on at work or at home? So being a little bit more mindful of yourself and what you might require is one of the first places that I usually like to guide people with. And one of the other things that I've found is that a lot of us, especially, you know, we use the computer for everything that we do. Our bodies actually like some movement. So getting yourself to be a little bit more active. Now, I know most people say, you know, go to the gym for X amount of hours, X amount of days. But that's not really what I say because not everyone actually enjoys going to the gym. But be more aware of what you and your body might need. Your eyes might need some time away from the computer too. So, you know, take a moment to walk around the office, take a moment to go outside, have some fresh air. Really create a little bit of a change in momentum of what's going on for you. And that usually also adds more creativity and relaxes your body too. And the next one I actually have, the next tool is a relaxation tool. So what can you do when you're stressed? Well, one thing is to help you and your body relax. When we're stressed, you know, just our heart, the muscles in our body, we tend to tense up. So one of the tools that I like to give people is a breathing exercise. And Eric, it's super easy, but it really is like feet firm on the ground, sit wherever you are comfortably. You can put your hands on your lap, you could put your hands on your face, and just for a moment, close your eyes. And let's breathe from under our feet and get that breath traveling throughout your whole body, going up to your head. And then just let it go. And as you let it go, just imagine all your stress washing off your body and going into the earth. And then I usually ask people to do that 3 or 4 times. And as you're breathing in and as you're breathing out, you're actually bringing a whole lot of new, fresh oxygen into your body, into your head. But you're also allowing a lot of things that you no longer need in your body to also be able to dissipate and just wash away.
And thanks for sharing that with the audience. Now, I understand that you're the CEO of Global Wellness for All. Tell us about your company and what is it that you do there?
Yeah. So one of the reasons that I actually started Global Wellness for All is that I have another company. It's a management consulting company. And I've found how much wellness is actually linked to how successful people are at work, how successful businesses are, but also how we interact and are able to create greater relationships in our families as well. So global wellness is actually a little bit different than your traditional wellness, what you're eating. It includes that, but it's about having that wellness at work, in your personal life, in your finances, and really how you do things in your personal and your work life. So we work with clients of all ages in creating what's going to work for them, but allowing them to, through coaching, training, classes and workshops, through blogs, through audio, and also through some of our products, be able to create that, whatever that wellness is needed for you. It's really interesting. I've found individuals, executives that I worked with, that the minute we started focusing on bringing wellness in other parts of their lives, what it ended up skyrocketing in their work environment. Their employees were just so much more engaged. Productivity went up. Revenue went up. The engagement with their clients went up. But people were actually more excited about coming to work as well. So that's what we'd like to do, is just bring that global wellness in all parts of people's lives together.
Today we are speaking with Lale Hancock, who is a management consultant with over 30 years of experience and a facilitator of self-empowerment. Her aim is to assist people of all abilities to create the life they truly desire. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News, Personal Development, and Stress Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So Lale, how is your company different from everything else in the market?
You know, a lot of times you have people who focus on one area of their life. For example, you know, being physically fit or eating well. But then there's this disconnect in other parts of their lives. I recently worked with a vice president at a software company who is a cyclist. He rides 12,000 miles on his bike every year. And yet he found himself in the emergency room a couple times, and they could not find anything that was wrong with him. And one of the things that we found is, like, just because you think you're physically fit or you're eating the right foods doesn't mean you actually have wellness in all parts of your life. Doesn't mean your mind is healthy. Doesn't mean that you're really listening to the triggers of what's going on at work. And finding an easy way to not just deal with the problems, but find an easier time with the solutions. And I really believe that at Global Wellness for All, that's where we're different, is that we're looking at the all of you, your mind, body, your spirit, but really your relationships, your finances, and how you interact with others. And create something that works for you, because we're having you create it for yourself. We're here, the tools. We're here to be the partners with you. But at the end of the day, it really comes to you choosing the life that you're actually going to create differently tomorrow, so that you're not finding yourself back in the hospital or not finding yourself to be in such a stressful situation that you're creating health issues in your life.
Also, if you would, Lale, tell us about your work with Joy of Business and how that has amplified everything that you do. Looking forward to hearing your response to that.
Oh, my God. I love it. So I am a Joy of Business facilitator, and Joy of Business is these awesome tools that allows all of us to bring joy back in life. And joy isn't laughter. It's not just laughter, I should say. But it's really empowering you, empowering your employees, and looking at what it is that you guys do, whether it's the products, the services, whatever, it's membership, whatever that is that you're doing in your business, like, how can we add more joy to it? And joy from the asking more questions, not having everything figured out to who your target market is, but, like, seriously, bringing people from all levels of the organization together to be part of the solution, to be part of the creative ideas, to be part of whatever that new marketing approach is going to be. How you communicate with your employees. I love it. With Joy Business, we talk about the three different kinds of employees you need to have in an organization within your project or whatever that is. And are they the creators? Are they the people who know what really needs to happen today and in the future and are have the ability to move the organization there? Do you have the connectors? Are they the people who are not just able to connect your product or services with others, but are able to also connect with your internal staff in creating efficiencies, in improving morale, and lots of other fun tools like that. So that is one thing that I'm very excited about, is really what kind of joy we can bring back to our work environments and really help our staff grow and have a desire to actually be happy about wanting to come to work.
Good point, and that's a great approach right there, and that certainly affects one in a positive way, not only personally, but those that are around you as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, a final word, or a tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that I'd like to share is one of my favorite tools to use is that, what if every day you were willing to look at yesterday as part of your history, information you learned, but it didn't have to go into your tomorrow. So look at tomorrow and today as, who or what can I add to my life today, or can I add to my business today, to fill in the blank of whatever it is you're trying to do. And don't allow the stress, don't allow whatever happened yesterday to have to be part of your tomorrow. And when you're willing to have that clean slate and allow you to keep creating and growing and moving forward, you'll realize that all the things that used to stress you out, they don't even have to be part of today's conversation. You can just continue moving forward in creative ways that you can actually improve your life and improve your business.
Once again, Lale, we thank you for your time and for all the information shared here today. We really appreciate it. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how could one be in touch?
Well, the beauty of it is that we are everywhere. Our first place you can go to is our website. It's globalwellnessforall.com. We're also on Facebook and all social media, Twitter, Pinterest, and others. So you are welcome to connect with us any way that works for you. Global Wellness for All.
Again, Lale, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for all your listeners. And so grateful to be part of this conversation with you today, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Lale Hancock, a management consultant with over 30 years of experience and a facilitator of self-empowerment. Her aim is to assist people of all abilities to create the life they truly desire. And for more information and for contact, simply visit globalwellnessforall.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news, personal development, and stress management channels a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.